Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Dramatic winds will be on our program this week. You'll be surprised, I think, to hear the drama Elizabeth Raum will create with the tuba through her concerto, The Legend of Heimdall, for solo tuba and orchestra. After that, we'll hear the Ukrainian composer Zana Kolodub's concertino for oboe and piano. America's Lita Greer will be next with her accessible and appealing Renaissance for flute and orchestra. We'll conclude with Canadian Barbara Pentland's Octet for Winds. Canadian composer and oboist Elizabeth Raum earned her Bachelor of Music in Oboe Performance from the Eastman School of Music and her Master of Music in Composition from the University of Regina. She now plays principal oboe in the Regina Symphony Orchestra and is an extremely prolific composer. Through her collaboration with John Griffiths, the tubist we're about to hear, Raum has emerged as one of the leading composers for the solo tuba. We'll hear one of three concertos she has written. She has also written several recital pieces for unaccompanied tuba, tuba and tape, tuba and piano, as well as works for large ensemble and chamber ensemble with other instruments. Sadly, John Griffiths just died a couple of months ago. The composer wrote me that John had confided a week before his heart attack that he was going to try to squeeze one more piece out of me for his sabbatical world tour. She has written a piece which she calls Tribute. Let me tell you the story of the legend of Heimdall before we hear the piece. Heimdall was the ancient Norse god who kept watch over Asgard, the city of the gods. When he sensed danger, he would sound the alarm with his Gjallarhorn. The introduction to the first movement, Heimdall's Gjallarhorn, finds Heimdall, portrayed by the solo tuba, brooding on the hill overlooking the city, waiting and watching. He is constantly alert, and his warning calls are answered in the orchestra. An allegro agitato expresses approaching danger, which culminates in three calls by the tuba, echoed in the brass. But it is a false alarm, and Heimdall returns to his patient waiting and watching. The second movement, The Tale of the Bard, tells the story of Heimdall. Within the tale is heard Heimdall's leitmotif. The bard is interrupted by a folk fiddler who entertains the people with a festive tune. He is soon joined by the rest of the string section, the music growing in intensity until the bard, himself, interrupts to bring the story back to Heimdall. The third movement, with its heavy reliance on brass and percussion, is the attack on Asgard. The fury of the battle dominates, but there is also a sense of pathos over the tragedy of war. Themes from the second movement, representing peace, struggle to be heard, but are overwhelmed by the ferocity of the fight from which Asgard emerges victorious. John Griffiths will be the tubist with the orchestra of the Capella of St. Petersburg, conducted by Richard Raum.
Oh.